You're listening to WGN. John Williams here. Wednesdays, Terry Savage joins us in the Wintrust Business Lunch. She's in the house today, getting ready to, well, answer a bunch of questions. I've already got a load from all different categories for you, Terry.
Good. Why don't we just get started? Usually I start out with something profound. I'll start out with something profound. Medicare Part D, I just want to remind you again how important it is that even if you loved your Part D plan last year, I promise you, I just absolutely promise you that something has changed in it, and there's a 50-50 shot that you will find a better, less expensive plan, or you might find out that no matter what you do, you're going to have to pay more, but if you would search, you would pay not so much more as if you just continue on with your current plan. And if you go to terrysavage.com, I want to remind you, I sell nothing. There are no ads. I have a mailing list, which I've never sell, but when I'm in the mood, I send out a mailing, which I did about open enrollment. But you could see the columns up there about Medicare Part D. I also want to add one more thing. You know, we have a wonderful guy, Tom Dillon. I never knew anybody like him, JT,
MedicareSolutions.com.
You have to understand that the drug companies pay no or infinitesimal commissions for Part D, because Part D has always been something you could do yourself online and should do yourself at Medicare.gov. Read the instructions on my website. You just put in your prescriptions. It's, you know, 1 milligram or 10 milligrams of once a day or twice, whatever it is. You put it in there, and then they say, okay, here are the five plans that, you know, are at your pharmacy and have your drugs covered, and here's what your out-of-pocket will be. So, but this year, because everything was shaken up, Everybody has questions on Part D. That's how I met Tom. I was going, oh my gosh, could I really be getting a plan with zero out-of-pocket, zero premiums, zero? Yeah, it's part of a promotion. But I looked at it at Medicare.gov and I went, this can't possibly be right. I called ShipHelp, ShipHelp.gov, which is the State Association of Health Insurance Programs. And you put in your state, because Medicare is actually a state-by-state program. And I talked to someone there late at night, actually, and said, could I possibly, you don't know who I am, but I'm supposed to know this. And I looked and I got a plan with zeros. Tom does that. He gets no commission for that. The commissions are made in the Medicare business by selling Advantage programs. Twice the commission is a supplement. Tom, like me, is a believer that you should stick with original Medicare and a supplement. But I called Tom last night at 9 o'clock at night and he picked up the phone. I have his cell. He is swamped and overwhelmed. So let me give you two other resources, because again, he's not making any money helping people. He's just one of the good guys that we like to have around here. So first of all, you can go to SHIP, S-H-I-P. Oh, sounds like I'm saying a bad word. State Health Insurance Programs. ShipHelp.gov, and find the toll-free number for our state, and they have trained counselors. They don't sell any programs. And then I wrote this up. It's at the top column at terrysavage.com, the one that says Part D, here's more, or something like that. And I'm going to give you another website. It's called Hey Mo, H-E-Y, like hey you, Hey M-O-E, Medicare Open Enrollment. HeyMo.com. This was put together by a group of people that I trust completely, the gals at 65 Incorporated, who have been Medicare advisors for many years. I mean, they charge like $600 for a consult, which for many people is worth it, because when you first start taking Medicare, if you make the right decisions, you could be thrilled for the rest of your life. But they created a new It's a back end to help you search Part D plans. There's an online chat, and if you get stuck, there's a real person there to help you. So just what Tom is literally doing, and he's hired a staff, as I said, he told me, he said, Terry, the calls keep coming in. I'm trying. So go to HeyMoe.com and search there. I mean, the first search is at Medicare.gov. You want to talk to a person, shiphelp.org.
You said gov.
I did. I'm going to make sure I get it right.
S-H-I-P-H-E-L-P. She's typing it in now into a browser. Shiphelp.org.
It's .org. Shiphelp.org.
Got it.
Shiphelp.org. And then the other one is Haymo.com. It's a .com. Okay.
By the way, JT Medicare Solutions is the advertiser we're talking about, JTMedicareSolutions.com. That's the Tom Dillon guy you referred to, who is understandably swamped because it's open enrollment period. He's been advertising on this radio station, and a lot of you are calling him. I did get this note from one of our listeners. It says, "Hey, John, I just spoke to Tom. Signed up, zero drug premium next year, exclamation point. I'm saving money. Thanks to Terry Savage and you for having him on." So if you can get through to him, hooray, but keep these other resources in mind.
And all of those resources are at terrysavage.com. On the homepage, first of all, there's a red box that says Medicare open enrollment. And second of all, I just posted a new column night before last, so the second column down says more about Part D. That's where these links are to Ship Help.
Terry Savage, the money lady from terrysavage.com. The Chicago-based syndicated financial columnist is in our studio answering questions like the one we read just before the break. Terry's talked about I-bonds. She was so hot on them a few years ago. Interest is down to 2.96%. We can do better than that. The Treasury Direct website is awful. Makes me want to bail out and put my chicken money somewhere else. What do you say?
Okay, I've been thinking during the break about where to start with this. So let me say a few things. First of all, when you buy Series I bonds, they're meant to be a long-term investment. You must hold them for at least 1 year. And if you sell them before 5 years, you're penalized by 3 months' loss of interest. That's number one thing you should know. Number two thing you should know is Treasury I bonds, Series II savings bonds. And by the way, Treasury Direct is just the website where you buy I-bonds or Treasury bills. We'll come back to that in a moment. That's just the Treasury's website. When you buy I-bonds, almost all the time, they have a fixed base rate and an every 6 month inflation adjustment. Now, let's go back 2 years when the inflation adjustment, we remember how high inflation was. People still think inflation is high. Yeah, prices haven't come down, but our quarterly inflation numbers or monthly inflation numbers, the consumer price is up like 2.6, 2.7%. So every 6 months, May and November, there's a new 6 month inflation adjustment rate. Now, you are wrong about the current rate, but I'll tell you that in a moment. But if you go to terrysavage.com, on the homepage, there's a box, everything you need to know about I-bonds. That was written in November 2022 when rates shot up, and that's all we were talking about. In May of 2024, 6 months ago, I wrote a story and said, the new rate, it's right on the website, new rate Series I-bonds purchased after May 1st, 2024 is 4.28%. People were really upset at that. And I wrote, that includes a new higher base rate of 1.3%, which will stay with the bond for its entire lifetime. And so future inflation adjustments to the bonds bought in the past 6 months will carry that 1.3% fixed base rate. And let me tell you that
so it's the fixed base rate plus the inflation
adjustment. And that 1.3 plus a teeny little inflation adjustment meant that from bonds purchased from May to November, the newly purchased ones, would yield only 2.98%. But the worst thing that happened was, way back in the day when inflation popped, before they knew it, there was no base rate. There was a zero base rate because, remember, we were having negative interest rates and negative everything and deflation and negative. So the ones that everybody ran and we broke the Treasury's website, that had a 9.26% yield for that 6 months. And then it was down to 8 point something the next 6 months. They had a zero base rate. So starting last spring, if you still had those old bonds, you got like 1.3% because there was a zero base rate. Sorry, it's complicated. And so I wrote in this article, you know, as of this writing, that's last May 1st, you could buy 26-week Treasury bills for 5.3%. That was last year. You might be better off taking the penalty, even though it's 3 months loss of interest, because rates are coming down. It looked like they were staying down, and those old ones were great for a while, but they weren't so great because they had no base rate. Now, where are we today? just November 1st, and I am about to update this article, which this question reminded me. The current rate, if you bought a new savings bond, is 3.11%. Its fixed base rate is 1.2%. Okay, so it's got a lower floor than the ones purchased in the last 6 months, but a higher overall rate because of the inflation adjustment.
Terry, to be clear, do you add those two together then?
You add those two together. The floor, which bonds you buy now
so
through
at about
next 5% May, will
here.
Carry for the life of the bond a 1.2%.
Yeah.
But my son was asking.
Which isn't real attractive to me.
I have some old Series I bonds.
Yeah.
With like a 5.5% floor. I mean, bought in the early 2000s, way back then. So even though you get just a tiny inflation adjustment now, they're still very attractive.
Okay,
and you keep those old bonds
so Terry,
with the high floor.
What do you recommend to this listener?
Okay, now is what I said in this post on 6 months ago. People shouldn't have cashed them in right away because they didn't want to lose the most recent 3 months' interest when it was a high rate. But now we're past the high rate 3 months interest, and this would be the time because depending on the base rate on the bond you have, if it's that old bond that you got when everybody's in a frenzy, it has a zero base rate, we have low inflation adjustments, at this point, T-bills for 6 months are yielding about 4.5%, a smidge underneath it. So yeah, you might, if you were trading, you would sell your Series I bonds, the ones that have zero base rate, not the ones from last time that have.
Is there a line by which you would say keep it if the base rate is here, but
yeah,
lose it if it's below?
Yeah, the last base rate was 1.3%.
Is that
from May
or low?
To November.
Is that a good base rate?
It's fair, and rates are coming down. I don't think I'd bother. This was money you could only put. Only $10,000. $10,000 is a lot of money to some people, but the point is, this is not like your whole life savings went into this. So if you have that older base rate, or if you are thinking of buying it now with a 1.2% base rate, I wouldn't be buying savings bonds now. I'd be buying 6 month treasury bills.
Not I bonds, but treasury bills.
And I said that in May when I wrote this. And now I think if you're really concerned about the rate you're earning every 6 months, you would sell your I bonds if they have a low base rate. But I'm not selling the ones that I bought back in 2006 or something with very high base rates.
Nine is higher.
Well, no.
Oh, no,
there
base
was never
rates.
A
that
nine base rate.
I know.
But
pardon
there
me.
Was 5 or 6%. I know because I have some. And
yeah,
I went to
yeah,
look at
yeah.
them.
Okay. I think that's
a long explanation.
That's a very
and you
long
buy,
answer.
Wait, one more thing.
What?
To find out what your bonds are worth and what the penalty would be, you go to treasurydirect.gov.
Yeah, type
you
in
open the... an account there because that's how you bought your savings bonds or
yeah.
bought online. See what you would get for cashing them in. And then you can have the money sent back to you. You can't just swap them into T-bills. It goes back to your bank account. It's all electronic. And then you say, I'm going to put that money into six-month T-bills at the next Monday auction.
I hope that I think that's very instructive. That's a nice walk through I-bonds.
It was about time.
And yep. the option that T-bills present. Terry Savage, the money lady, the author of Social Security Horror Stories, and the author of a bunch of stuff at terrysavage.com is in our studio, ready to take your questions. You can call 312-981-7200. Here's a question for you, Terry. I'll be 65 in May of next year. I'm retired and am on my wife's health insurance. When do I need to sign up for Medicare?
Well, it depends on your wife's health insurance. It may be, and she should ask the HR department, that when you become eligible for Medicare at age 65, that you might have to sign up at least for Part A. But that depends on her insurance. Now, as long as they will cover you on her policy, it may very well be less expensive for you to continue on her policy.
Oh, I would guess.
Than to pay for not only Medicare A is free, but B, Part B, which is based on your joint income. And that could adjust your premiums upward and to buy a supplement and to get the Part D drug program. So if you have comparable coverage, you do not have to sign up. But the minute she retires, that's going to be your job as well.
Terry and John, I just invested more of my chicken money in T-bills yesterday.
Oh, good.
I find Treasury Direct easy to use, and I like all the information on my investments available on their site.
Exactly. Yesterday, the auction of six-month T-bills came in around 4.48%. Don't quote me to the exact digit, but that's what the yields have been trading at. So just under 4.5%. That means you get, first of all, if you put $1,000 into T-bills, they don't take $1,000 out of your bank account. They take $900 and leave you the interest. So you're earning interest in your money market on the interest. Second of all, you don't pay state income taxes on T-bills, which matters a little bit. So you're getting a yield for sure of about 4.5%. If your bank is giving you that, that's okay. But if not, you just go on to Treasury Direct all the time. And then remember, if you bought some Treasury bills a few months ago, go check your account for the renewals. You must keep saying, okay, renew three more times, because you can only renew so many times in each category. You could just change the renewals so they keep rotating as they mature.
Lots of text messages here, okay. And you do jump the queue a little bit if you call 312-981-7200. Love listening to Terry. I got Part D, zero cost also. I could not believe it, says Linda. Just reinforcing what Terry says, don't take for granted what you got. Figure it out. You might be able to get it for little or nothing. A question for Terry, three-month penalty for selling I-bonds before 5 years. At what interest rate? The current rate of the good rate or the rate we got, current rate or the good rate we got 2 years ago?
You lose the most recent 3 months interest.
So maybe that's not so bad.
You didn't want to do it right after they dropped from 9 and 8, but now they've been low for a while. So I could see why you'd want to do that now.
Question for Terry Savage. Since the prescription drugs are now capped at $2,000 out of pocket, and I know that I'll reach that threshold in the first month or two, does it make sense for me to just go with the cheapest policy I can get?
It depends on the drugs you take and the pharmacy you use. That's why you have to go through the process at Medicare.gov. Because of that cap, they may have disallowed some of your drugs. Or said that no longer can you use the branded drug, you have to use a generic. You must go through the search again to find, yes, you do want the least out of pocket. Second of all, we don't have to dwell on this. There's a new thing this year. If you're one of those people that's likely to meet the $2,000 cap in January, you can sign up for kind of a 12-month payment plan with no interest, if that makes it easier on you. Medicare Part D used to be so simple.
Yeah.
It's not.
Some people reference chicken money, and let me ask you this question about quote-unquote chicken money. You talk about it a lot, Terry. Is chicken money money that I am afraid to lose, and therefore I'm going to hoard it, keep it in a safe space? Or is chicken money money I can afford to lose, and I can be more creative or aggressive with it?
No. Chicken money is money that you cannot afford to lose. And it's not just little old ladies that have chicken money. Everybody has some chicken money. The question is, what portion of your money is chicken money? For some people, they have a very little amount of money. And when they write me and say, well, should I do this and that? I say, how much are you willing to lose? And I inevitably get back, well, I don't want to lose any. Then you have to be in chicken money investments, which is bank CDs, of short term, 2 years or less duration, money market accounts, U.S. Treasury bills, right at terrysavage.com. There's the little box tutorial, how to buy T-bills.
So those are the chickenest of monies.
Exactly. Now, suppose you're a young couple, let's say you're middle-aged and your kid's off to college next year and you've saved some money. This is not the time. I don't care what the politics are, or what the tariffs are. If you've got 3 years of college money saved, it should be in a money market fund right now. It's chicken money because you have a short-term time horizon.
Speaking of politics, question for Terry Savage.
Oh, no.
Any forecast if some of Trump's policies are activated? Thank you. By the way, I shared your article about Part D today on Facebook.
Good.
The markets are doing well. I will just suggest that it remains to be seen, A, if any of Donald Trump's campaign promises come to fruition. I mean, I think people are very interested in this, and the market has reacted favorably to his election. But will his campaign promises come to fruition? And if they do, will they be as injurious to the economy and a lot of workers as economists say? The president promises not. He's got people around him who say we'll be fine. Can you just give me any ballpark advice or information about this?
I will tell you how I feel. I'm just holding my breath. I cannot believe. I mean, I look back and I think of all the things America has come through. And I, you know, was an American history major. So let me start with the Civil War. We've always...
we've only got 15 minutes left.
But I mean, the Vietnam War, the inflation of the early 80s, the prime rate was 21%, mortgage rates were 17%. We have come through so much. And the market is about where it was after the election. We had that big jump up and it's backed off a little bit. I cannot believe we're going to destroy America, even though there are so many people, some economists, some of my friends, who think that's going to happen, and others who think we're going to have great capital markets because we'll have certainty and we won't have government intervention and so forth. I'm just sitting here holding my breath. So I'm not changing my asset allocation. I have the same percentage of chicken money. It's appropriate for my stage in life now.
Right.
I still own my S&P 500 index funds because I never try to beat the market. Just being the market is fine. And I'm holding my breath and praying, actually.
John says about $200,000 out of pocket for Medicare. Okay, John, what are you talking about? We'll get to your question in a minute.
What?
We also have a question about Medicare and somebody who wants to know what to do with their 401k for Terry Savage, 312-981-7200. All of that in a minute. First, let's get you another business update with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Chicago's credit rating could take a hit as city leaders try to balance the budget. The city faces a nearly $1 billion budget deficit, and Mayor Johnson has proposed a $150 million property tax increase to help close the shortfall. S&P Global Ratings has put the city's credit rating on negative watch, which could lead to a lowering of the rating in the next 3 months. A credit rating downgrade will hinge on passage of the budget and whether it includes structural changes rather than one-time fixes. S&P says the failure to implement structural solutions will negatively impact attempts to keep Chicago's finances on sustainable footing. The Gurney Mills Outlet Mall says five new stores will open over the next 18 months. Boot Barn, Hey Dude, Primark, Reclectic, and Rue 21 will join the nearly 200 retailers already there. Gurney Mills bills itself as the largest outlet and full-price retail shopping destination in Illinois. The tentative opening date for Reclectic is November 23rd and January 1st for Hey Dude. The other opening dates have not been announced yet. In addition to the new stores, Gurney Mills has also added three new restaurants and an entertainment complex featuring bowling and arcade games. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Now the business of food, Steve Alexander.
Yeah, thank you, and let's begin with a confession. I am addicted to an app on my phone.
Yuka.
Yeah, Yuka. Y-U-K-A. It's kind of like having a dietitian in my pocket, like Don Jackson Blattner's in my phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is not Don. Who she is and more about Yuka, after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the phone is...
My name is Gabriella Sabag Weingrad.
And Gabriella is running Yuka's U.S. operation, which began about a year ago. How Yuka works is pretty cool. You simply point your phone's camera at a product's barcode, and the app gives you a score between 1 and 100 and the reasons for the score. And while it's new to me, it may not be to you.
We get about 25,000 users in the U.S. a day downloading our app.
Well, I used Yuka to scan the barcode on a box of multi-grain organic vegan crackers my wife buys at Trader Joe's. I mean, that has to have a good score, right? It came in at 9 out of 100. Bad because of additives and too much sodium and too many calories. Says who?
A lot of our research that we utilize comes from sources that are in the EU, but we also use American agencies.
She says Yuka also has toxicologists and nutritionists on staff, and the results can be surprising, good and bad, and a little troubling at times. I scanned a pack of chicken-flavored ramen noodle soup, which we have been feeding to our grandkids, thinking it's healthy. Yuka says... 0 out of 100, the worst score possible, because of additives, saturated fat, sodium, and calories. Sorry, kids. Yuko was created several years ago by two brothers in France, where rules about food additives are much tougher than they are here.
We see a huge difference of what ingredients are allowed in the U.S. versus in Europe. It's been quite eye-opening.
And the app developer's goal?
That our app trickles onto policy changes in the U.S. For example, ingredients that are banned in France, we would hope that one day that happens in the U.S. where some of these hazardous ingredients finally get taken off the market.
Okay, the app is called Yuka. It rates food and beverages.
And cosmetics.
On the food calendar, it's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
The Money Lady, Terry Savage, is here.
I just got a text from Tom. Tom and I have become buddies.
I evidently.
So I heartily endorse what you just said. And he said, please tell them we are swamped and we're calling everyone we can. The response has been overwhelming. We're trying to get to as many people as we can. Ask for your patience and understanding. I've trained 3 new people and review everything.
Evidently, advertising on WGN Radio
it
is
works.
Good for business.
I guess so.
John, you had a question for Terry Savage. You're on the air. What can we do for you?
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call, John and Terry. What is this $2,000 a year out of pocket for medicine? Who qualifies for that next year?
If you're on Medicare and have a Part D drug program, which if you have original Medicare plus a supplement, you're also required to have Part D for drugs. This year, they've revised and they put a lower cap on it. Do you remember? I only want to bring these up, the donut hole and the extraordinary costs and the catastrophic.
Exactly.
They did away with everything. So here's the interesting thing. You cannot pay more than $2,000. You go put in your drugs that you're taking now. And you have to review what drug plans will carry your drugs or the generic versions of your drugs at what cost. So they've changed around everything inside the plans. And some drugs are no longer covered. I mean, there never were. Wegovy and Ozempic are not covered because it costs Medicare a fortune. The other thing that could happen is, and you will never know, this is everybody's big question. I'm surprised no one's asked it. So, okay, I sign up for this plan, which has, and some of them have zero premium, zero out-of-pocket. Because knowing this was going to be so crazy, the government gave Part D plans a small subsidy and for people with just basic generic drugs, they're trying to get the business in and try and maybe switch you to Advantage one day. So they're offering these incredible zero premium deals that are legit and real. Now I've got one. But then what happens in April if your doctor says, oh my goodness, you have a such and such condition, I'm going to prescribe this? It may very well be not covered. And if that drug is not covered, you have to pay for it yourself. There is no limitation on that cost. You'll have to get a good RX card or you'll have to go to the pharmaceutical company.
But there's nothing
company.
You can do about that anyway.
You can't
either
do anything
way,
about
there's
that.
The $2,000 cap.
What you might be prescribed and how it might be covered if you get a prescription mid-year.
But John, if you're just finding out about this, the good news is that that cap is legit and that is going to benefit many, many people many, many ways.
How it benefits me, because my Medicare was like $8,000 out of pocket.
Oh, no, but you must immediately go to Medicare.gov, put in your drugs, and see if all your drugs are going to be covered.
Okay,
John. Yeah, you bet. Good luck. Good to know. Good to hand that information out. Terry, we're out of time.
No, we cannot possibly be. There's another call. I can see it waiting. Can't we do that one, whatever it is?
You're making me
Please?
Mad. You know that.
I'm going to run away. Okay. They hung up. Right? No.
Maggie, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, quick question. I signed up for the wellness or well care. Now I was in a Blue Cross Blue Shield that was $51.30 a month. Now I'm in one that's nothing. Do I have to cancel?
No.
That Blue Cross?
They'll automatically cancel. When you enroll in the new plan, it will automatically cancel your old. Make sure you have the correct start date of January 1st and the correct ending date of your old plan. You'll get a packet in the mail right away from your new company. Oh, one last sentence.
Terry.
This is RMD, required minimum distribution season. We didn't get to talk about it, but I just posted a new column at terrysavage.com, and right below it is everything you need to know about Medicare drugs. I'm going away on vacation next week. I'm going to leave you to do this on your own, or maybe you'll get Tom Dillon in here.
That's Terry Savage at terrysavage.com. Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you.